Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always my co-host,
Graham K. How's it going, everybody? You can't answer me. I don't know why I asked that, but I'm glad you're listening.
It wouldn't be the same without you guys. We would literally be just insane if we were just yelling at each other.
It would be. It would be the saddest thing in the world.
In our respective studio apartments.
I don't live in a studio.
Oh, that's true. You have an actual place. Very nice place. Brownstone? Mm-hmm. Is it a brownstone?
It's a plastic siding stone.
Sorry I asked.
Yeah. No, very water repellent.
So. Sorry I brought up that very painful subject. This is your Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two comedians who have autistic loved ones. I have a severely autistic son who's now 19. I can't believe it when I say that. That's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
19, named JJ, who I love very much. And tell us about your brother, Pete, Graham.
Peter is 33 years old, which means I'm 36, which means I'm getting old. But if you're older than me and you're listening, you're not old. I'm just coming to terms with not being a kid anymore. I have roommates. Anyway, moving on.
Have you ever noticed that, like, in America, at least, New York and L.A. are two of the towns that you can have roommates and nobody blinks? But everywhere else... What's
it's
that?
Full. It's very well. It's very expensive.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a family, it makes sense. And it's also full of artists.
Yeah. Maybe San Francisco's like that too. Yeah. San Francisco or Seattle.
Maybe not anymore. San Francisco's too expensive for anyone to make art there anymore.
But if you're in Dallas,
it's full of yuppies now.
Yeah, if you're in Arlington, Texas, and you're like, I have roommates, you're like, why? The mortgage is $500. You guys each pay $100? What's happening?
Yeah.
So,
Did you live in Arlington, Texas?
There was a comedy club in Arlington, Texas called Hyenas that was like, I always equated it to working in Thunderdome. There would always be like a pig running through the back and a table would get knocked over. It was a fist fight once.
Pig?
I'm just joking about the pig. But there was a fist fight once during a show. That was fun.
Amazing.
I had somebody kind of step to the stage one time. That was funny. What else?
It's like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, knocked over, like completely knocked over. Like the crowd would heckle each other. It was pretty great.
Sounds terrifying. I don't think they'd like my brand of comedy.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I would do okay there because I was new and I didn't have a lot of jokes. But it was a very mixed Latino group. And so if there were Latinos and they heckled me, I would come at them hard in Spanish. And then often they didn't know Spanish. And so then in Spanish, I'd be like, you don't speak Spanish? And then they'd say something in English. And I'm like, you barely speak English?
That's great.
And the crowd would turn on them. It was kind of funny.
You're very lucky you know how to box. You have a boxing background. Very lucky. I would say that. And they would... Just rip me limb from limb. All right, you can speak.
That was pretty. I'm surprised that my nose hasn't been broken more often, to be honest. I kind of have a mouth on me. But Arlington, Texas, yeah, you could still buy a house out there for, it's a few years ago, but it was like 40, 50 grand. Yeah. So your mortgage could be.
You could buy a house for 40 or to 50 grand?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... so your mortgage is $178.
Amazing. Yeah, you'd be really...
So if you have two roommates and your mortgage is $170, you have a problem.
You shouldn't have roommates. Maybe you want company. If you have roommates out there and you're listening to us right now, send your hate mail to Kirk Smith, not me.
I was just joking, guys. If you have roommates, I'm on your side. I'd love to come to a show in your living room for you and your two roommates.
No. But yeah, my brother, I never finished the thought. My brother is 33. He is he's on the middle spectrum, let's say that, of he's functional, sort of.
He lives alone, no roommates.
He lives alone. He does. I am low functioning.
Hey guys,
non-autistic person.
We're just joking. We if you have roommates, we love you. Don't let it. I wish I had a roommate.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm very lonely.
Yeah, but if you do have roommates, my brother's doing better than you. And that's bad. including me.
How did this turn into a hate podcast? What's happening here?
It's not a hate podcast. It's a reality. It's a love podcast for my brother. He's killing it right now. Living on his own for like 5 years. Got the best Star Wars figure, action figure collection in the biz.
Cleanest laundry in the business.
Cleanest laundry. My mom was my mom's on the condo board for his building, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was people like, I think she was like, she's the president or whatever she is. And people were like, why should we elect you? You're not even in the building. You know, you rent out the build, you know, you just rent out an apartment.
The why unit, should yeah. you?
And he's, and my mom goes, cause I care about this place more than you guys will. My investment is longer than you guys. And they're like, what do you mean? Well, I have a special needs son who lives in the building. Peter, you know, and they go, who? And she goes, you know, laundry boy. And they all go, oh, yeah. He's like constantly in the
Is that true?
Yes.
I love that.
Everyone knew who he was when she said laundry boy. And everyone was like, yeah, okay. And then they elected her. And now she's like the president of the condo board.
That's hilarious.
They're like, yeah, you're right. You're all in.
That's hilarious. Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's like, yeah, you guys are going to hold for 1 or 2 years. I'm going to be here forever.
Yeah, we got to have my mom on the podcast.
I know. We keep talking about that.
Yeah.
We got to have her next week.
You know what? Honestly, next week, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. We'll make a mental note.
It's been too long.
It's been stupid. It's been 2 years we've been doing this thing, having my mom on there. She's been on for like 1 second.
How have we not had the president of the condo board on our podcast? That's the bigger question.
Yeah.
So
that's my dad's on a bunch of like special needs board presidents and all that kind of stuff. He'd be good to have on too. But we've had more dads on as guests on the podcast. We've only had a couple moms, and I think it'd be good to have another female.
Sold.
We are both men, are we not?
I technically am. I am. I am a man, technically.
I remain, yes, I am, for what's left of me, yes.
How's the hair looking?
My hair's doing great. Okay. I think I have more hair than I have when I was 29.
On your back, you do for sure.
On my back, that there is no question. On my chest, it's becoming a mess. But shoulders, I'll tell you this: I'm going through some sort of a second puberty right now.
You're really selling yourself.
When you're a man, no one tells you that when you're in your mid 30s. You go through a second puberty where you lose hair off your head but get more hair overall.
Ladies, I do want to point out, Graham K. is very single, and you can send him your letters, love letters, whatnot, to Graham K. OK at Instagram. Add him. There's a lot of beautiful, luxurious hair on there.
You can slide into my DMs.
That's all the kids say.
Yeah, and it's a nightmare. It's becoming a real nightmare. I'm the John Hamm of poverty.
Oh, boy.
So it's great. But I mean, no, I'm not.
I think you're taller than John Hamm. Guys, all joking aside, ladies, he is taller than John Hamm. So this is your this is your own little piece of Canadian ham you can have right here. He's in New York.
Canadian bacon ham.
You can get this Canadian bacon ham anytime. He has shows every week.
No, things are great. I'm doing great.
Forget Patreon. I'm just make sure you link up with Graham K. We want him,
guys,
energized, happy, and engaged.
I'm energized. I'm happy. I've joined the gym for the first time.
That's what's up.
In I think over a decade.
Love it.
I was going to say 12 years.
Love it.
First time I've joined a gym, and worked out again today. I'm ripped, guys. Tell because I'm covered
in hair.
In hair, but under there, you can imagine.
Under that,
but anyway,
bath mat of rug he's got on his body, that's all ripply muscle.
You know, it's not fair. My brother has like a male model amount of chest hair and the thickest hair in the biz. The guy looks great. Zero stress. I don't You know what I mean?
Yep.
My brother, every man in my family is bald. Balding, balding, balding. I take pills. I take Propecia, which stops you from balding.
Nice.
And I, and, you know, and there's like, there's some thinner areas, but I'm overall, I'm doing okay. But Peter, nope, no hair pills.
Luxurious thick mane. Laundry thick boy's got it going on.
Yeah. Just kids doing great.
We're going to set up his Bumble account, and that's what the call sign is going to be. Laundry boy. Just a shot from above to show no male pattern baldness.
I would love it, in all sincerity, if one of our listeners, if we could get some feedback on online dating or even pen pal services for special needs people.
Yeah, I like it.
We thought about doing it. If you are a longtime listener, you probably remember over a year ago, and there was no real, we didn't really go through with it for
a couple of reasons, pregnancy.
A couple of reasons, but it's still something I'd like to explore. And I never got any real feedback about like a good website or if anyone knows of anything or, you know.
Or if you have personal experience.
If anybody has any good, like,
worked with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like how do you get your loved one who is a person with autism
hooked
dating
up
dating? It's very difficult to find somebody, as we always say, one person with autism, you met one person with autism, they're all different. It's very hard for anyone, me included, to meet somebody with on the same level, and for my brother, it's even harder. You know, yeah. His field is even narrower of people who are like him or fits in his spectrum, you know? So if you figured it out, let me know. Yeah, other than that, my brother's doing the same. He's doing great.
That's great.
He's not working right now and is taking the opportunity to exercise more. He is down a few pounds. Taught him how to weigh himself properly. He was weighing himself, but he was like holding on to like the towel rack.
Ooh, that's a good way to be skinny.
Yeah. So we're getting accurate weights. He's losing some weight, which is good. I'm thinking about getting him O'Doul's, the alcohol-free beer, you know? I think that would be a great solution. That might be a really good solution. I think one of our listeners suggested that. I can't remember who, but someone messaged me, some smarty pants, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to get on that O'Doul. He's going to be crushing those sugar waters that are O'Doul's.
Well, you still get the bad beer breath, so it's a win-win.
Yeah, but he just, you know.
No, I think it's good.
We'll see if he likes it. We'll see if he likes it, you know. Hopefully there'll be some sort of like placebo effect where he still feels like he's a little buzzed or something.
I think also it's an acquired taste, but when you develop a taste for it, you develop a taste for it. Some people like the taste of beer, so I'm sure he likes the taste.
He loves the taste of beer. He's not an alcoholic. Just likes it.
You know, it'd be great, like, to transition him in to be like, listen, every other beer needs to be an O'Doul's.
Yeah. Well, then he'll be, you know, but then you're drinking double.
16 beers.
Yeah, 16 beers and peeing all over the place. But but anyway, he's doing great. I late last night, the director of Live Work Play, the special needs network that Peter is has been a member of forever, messaged me, and as a family, we owe them everything. They're the best people in the world, and they've shepherded Peter along and helped us so much, and given him friends and given him activities and given him life lessons for, you know, 20 years.
That's sweet.
Easy. So, and we've known these people for 20 years. And then it was 1 o'clock and he messaged me and he's like, you know, can you, we need a host for a thing, a dinner, a, you know, a banquet dinner. Can you do it in Ottawa on, you know, in May? And I was like, yeah. So, I'm going to fly up.
I love it.
And do this thing for free because I'm a good person. And a really good person wouldn't mention it on a podcast and they would just do it.
Did you already get the tickets?
No.
Hey, guys, a lot of times we get messages like people like, oh, how could he help? This would be an opportunity if you have some extra miles and want to book a flight.
No. No.
Guys, this is a terrible way to help. Do not book Graham a flight so he can go do this.
No, don't do any of that kind of stuff. You got just listen and get Patreon is good enough. I brought it up because it's, you know, something to talk about. Yep. And they're really good people, and it is a privilege for me to give back, and I'm excited to do it. And again, if I was an actual good person, I wouldn't be mentioning it or giving any praise, but
you can still post it on your Instagram.
You know, yeah. Or do podcasts about it. You know what it reminds me of? So it reminds me of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David he donates a hospital wing and he's like, I'm doing the right thing. I'm gonna get all this I'm just a good guy. You know, it's nice to do something good. And then there's a couple other wings there's another wing being unveiled the same day, and so they go, oh, they unveiled it, and it's the first they unveil it. It's like the Larry David wing, and people go, oh, thanks, Larry, great. And then then they unveil the second one, and it's by Anonymous, and then they go, ooh, but the person who did it told everybody that it was him privately, but the rumor spread, and so he gets both. The other person gets both the praise of being anonymous and the praise of doing it. And he's like, this is just losing his mind.
I love Curb because he's so petty. It's like so funny. He's so petty about everything. I love
it. He did an episode this season about autism.
Yeah, we covered it.
We did?
Yeah.
I'm a moron. All right. Let's get into the news.
It's episode 114. If you guys haven't heard it yet, it's in the title. All right. In the news.
You have your fun, Kirk.
I can never tell if you're doing a bit or if you're being serious, but I think you were serious that time. That was great.
No, I have a zero memory. You know that.
Okay, this is in medical news today. Children with autism may benefit from being bilingual. In the first study of its kind, scientists show that bilingual children with autism spectrum disorders can switch mental gears more easily than those that can only speak one language. Autism spectrum disorder is a growing concern in the United States. Blah, 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 blah. Good. After years of research, okay, I'm jumping ahead because we don't hear that part. Here we go. The mental benefits of being bilingual. There's growing evidence to suggest that being bilingual enhances executive functions, ooh, which are a set of cognitive processes, including attention control, inhibiting behavior, and working memory. Executive functions also include cognitive flexibility, referred to as set shifting, which is a topic of interest in the current study.
Huh.
I'm going to edit out that burp. The improvement in executive function is believed to happen because using two languages means that a person has a switch between mental modes smoothly and quickly. With practice, this switching of linguistic systems may limber up overall cognitive performance. I thought this was interesting because our longtime listeners know that my son is in a great place, but it's in Sweden. And most Swedes actually do speak quite a bit of English, but they are in Sweden and they have their own language. So they often speak to JJ in Swedish. Which his mom used to speak to him a little in Swedish, but not that much. And so I was a little concerned about, you know, him. It's life's hard enough when you don't speak English and you also don't speak Swedish. People just speak to you like the Swedish chef. But I thought this was super encouraging. This is great. That's like something new for him to learn. And a little bit different. So I was excited about this one.
It's great. Now, it's your great parents, news.
Your parents ever speak French to little Peter?
No. Okay. I mean, I think they tried for 1 second. I mean, I couldn't even do it. They sent me to, first of all, my dad can't speak French. He says he can, but it's a huge lie.
He's a good Scotsman.
Yeah, he's a Scotsman. He's like, I don't know. Anyway, so, but they sent me to like French immersion when I was a kid. That's like a thing that, you know, you, if you want your kid to be smart when you're, when if you're from Ottawa, you can send them to French immersion school, you know, so yeah, they'll be bilingual by the time they're like 10. And they were like, Graham can't do this. And they sent me to an English school.
They sent you to hockey school. He can do this. Yeah. Send him out there on the ice. He's a big buffoon. He'll be able to hit somebody hard.
They actually did send me to hockey school. They did. They eventually, when I was in high school, they sent me I went to like a high school that was centered around, like, I had a big hockey program. But anyway, I'm a natural athlete. Greek god. But anyway.
Ladies, he is single. Hit him up on Instagram. Graham K.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You've never seen a hairier Greek god. But anyway.
He definitely looks Greek with all that hair.
But anyway, I guess they sort of figure, you know, if our cognitively normal son can't learn French, I don't think
neurotypical son can't,
neurotypical, then our atypical son will not be able to. But, you know, maybe it's something to try, you know. He definitely won't go for it, but
you know, we have a lot of overseas listeners, a lot, like I think it's about a third. So if you have experience with this, friends, send us your messages. In 2 weeks we're going to do our listener mail episode. So send us your messages. We'd be curious to hear your real-life experiences. I know we have a lot of listeners in Holland and Germany. I know it sounds weird, but we actually do. So we'd be curious to hear your experiences.
Yeah. No. It works for everybody. For any human being, learning two languages is better for your brain. And it would make sense that it's the same for people with autism. I think that's very interesting. I don't know how you go about teaching. I mean, does your son, does he understand some words in Swedish?
He's kind of had to. You know, there are a couple. There's probably like, there's 8 full-time staff, I believe, that are like there, but it's Sweden, so everybody gets 6 weeks of vacation every year, and so you got people filling in, and so a few of the ladies I know do not speak English, like they understand, but they're not comfortable in English, and so I hear them, you know, they're talking to him in Swedish, and it's very basic stuff, but he's following directions, so he's learning. You know, that's one of the frustrating things. It's hard to know what he understands exactly, but when he follows the directions,
I think it's important to have, if you don't want to learn a language, it's important to have a person you're attracted to.
Doesn't hurt.
speak in that language, and you'll figure it out.
That's the old joke, though, right? Like, if you want to learn Spanish, get a Latina girlfriend. You'll learn something.
Yeah. You will learn.
You'll have a new nickname.
You'll learn a bunch of swear words. Yeah.
She'll give you a new nickname. It's a bastardo. Yeah. It doesn't translate well. It's unclear what that means exactly. But
there's no way to find out.
Nope. Don't Google it.
Yeah.
Well, we did it, guys. This is another episode of Autastic. If you have a second, please rate, review us on iTunes and SoundCloud and Podbeam. And share it. Guys, often we're a very small community. If you know somebody that would like this, you can tag them on our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. As always, please take a second to follow us on Instagram. I'm going to post this week on Instagram and Facebook a picture of JJ's destroyed computer. So I'm at Kirk Smith Comedy. And Graham, tell us about where they can catch you and your shows and everything else.
Oh, you know, same old, you know, if you're in New York City, the City of Angels, go to Graham K, or sorry, comedybythegraham.com. I got confused my Twitter there. It's comedybythegraham.com. Click on the shows, and you know, there'll be a full list of where I'm performing. I perform approximately 10 times a week in New York, at clubs around the city. And I do travel periodically. I will be in Chicago in April, and I will be in LA in February before that. And I believe I will be in Miami for one night only in March, coming up mid-March. But it's all going to be on my website. And I am on Twitter and Instagram at Graham K O K G R A H A M. That's my name. K A Y. That's my last name. Okay. O K A Y. Graham K O K on Twitter and Instagram.
That's great.
And last plug, I can't believe I almost forgot this, but this week I am in Seattle, February 1st through the 4th at the Seattle Underground. Five shows, come say hi.
And last but not least, and we always leave it to the last because...
Oh, that's right, we forgot.
We hate to beg. but go to patreon.com, patreon.com/autastic, and... you will be provided with several options to donate. You can donate $1 per episode. That's $1 per week. Or you can donate $5 per episode. That's $5 per week. I think the math checks out on that. but that's it. That's it, right?
That's it. Guys, you can do it. Have a great week.
Yes, thank you.